Евангелии.
My name is Jan Sosimo. I would like to nominate the name of Patigine Olomisa to be the chairperson of this committee. Thank you.
Seconded. Chairperson, we are only two, yes, from three from the NCOP, and I want to propose Honorable Chanis as the co-chairperson of this committee.
Chanis.
Next to me.
This is sometimes in the last idea. So I've been unable to see all this microphone here. Honorable members, thank you very much for showing confidence in us by electing us unanimously. We are sure, therefore, that we are going to enjoy maximum cooperation from everybody, including ourselves. As we might be sort of aware, in terms of the rules, this committee is supposed to put out an advertisement in the public media for the beginning of May to give the public an opportunity for a period of 30 days to make submissions on what they believe ought to be reviewed in the Constitution. But as you are aware, it is July now, 2nd of July. We are not able, therefore, to make that adjustment in accordance with the regulation. But I suppose it is up to us to decide what to do. Because besides the fact that we are required to make an amendment, I mean to call on the public to make submissions, we also have a responsibility ourselves as a committee to review the constitution. We don't have to depend on submissions that are forwarded to us by members of the public. So we shall have to determine, therefore, as to when to meet in order to decide what to do in life. I'll hand over to my co-chairperson for him to have his say thereafter. Maybe we'll have to decide when to meet.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Honourable Members, thank you very much for our election as co-chairpersons of this particular committee. I think my colleague has covered all issues that need to be raised. One is Zoom to pledge one support and commitment to the work that lies ahead for this particular committee. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Since you mentioned an item of way forward and brought us into a working mode, which I praise you for, I want to give notice of a point which has been raised by my predecessors in this committee from my party, or should have been raised by them. And that's the fact that we would like, as one of the first items, to have a clarification between the functions of this committee as required by the Constitution and the ongoing process of piecemeal amendment of the Constitution. So that the piecemeal amendment of the Constitution, when it's not under situation of urgency or absolutely necessary, can be brought within the parameters of a coordinated effort of looking at the Constitution, which we understand to be the spirit of the constitutional provision requiring the annual review of the Constitution, so that the Department of Justice, like any other entity requiring an amendment of the Constitution, can feed their request within the broader thinking of this committee, even though if the actual amendment is handled by Justice and Constitutional Development.
I imagine that should be one of the items that would have to be put on our agenda in terms of our program of action. But I think for now, let us decide as to when we should have our meeting. I understand most of us, because all of us belong to other committees and we're full time. And most committees, especially in the NDA, meet at 10. I would maybe want to suggest that on the day that we choose to meet, shouldn't we meet, say, at 9 o'clock? So that we give ourselves at least an hour. And depending on the program of action that we'll come up with, then we can decide how much time we shall need in the future. I'm advised that so joint committees are normally assigned Fridays because of the classes of meetings that I was talking about. But from experience, unless things have changed in this parliament, it's very difficult to convene meetings on Fridays. That's why I was thinking that maybe on a normal day, let us maybe consider agreeing on meeting at 9 for an hour before we proceed to our other meeting.
Secondly, Chairperson, Friday is a very convenient time to have meetings. Everybody is going to run away about that. Just look between Monday and Thursday.
Well, Monday is a constituency day, so far as there is a concern. I don't know about other parties. So we need to look from Tuesday to Thursday.
Thank you, Chairperson. I think that just thinking that maybe how would it be if we meet, let's say on Wednesday, not at 9, at 8, to afford those who would be going to the meeting at 9. If we sit at 8 to 9, maybe that will be better. Starting at nine in the morning. If we can meet at 8 in the morning, 8 up to 9, then we allow everybody to go to the meeting.
As a proposal, Mr. Ndaba, supporting the last honorable member who has spoken just before me in the Chiefs Whips Forum meeting at that age. There is a possibility that all committees are going to start at 9:30.
Mike, is the 8 then by 8 to 9 on Wednesday? Mike?
I will probably be excusing myself on each occasion because I'm a permanent member of the AIM strategy, which is set to sit at 8 or after 8 almost on a daily basis. So I'm not objecting to the time, I'm just saying that I'm going to ultimately be very truant in that regard. In other words, I don't see how I'm going to be able to be here at 8.
Well, people do ask for leave of absence on certain occasions. So I think at least when we meet for the first time, I think it is going to be important that we try by all means to be all there. Dr. Ambrosi?
Mr. Chairman, I don't know whether things will change, but I've had at least 3 committee meetings starting at 8:30, finance, economic development, and trade and industry. That's so the committees do begin at 8:30. Not as much in the last parliament, but in the one before, it was quite customary for committees to meet after the assembly. That's a time which usually is always available. It's a little inconvenient because people stay longer, but it does create some pressure to get on with the business fast. Otherwise, there are only 23 members. It could be round robin on every occasion.
Here's another suggestion that we meet after the meeting of the committee. But then again, you must remember we are a joint committee. So if we agree on that, we have to determine how the NCOP is sitting.
Chairperson, I think we've got a proposal at 8 o'clock. Let's stick with that. You know, there's no urgency now. It's only the one meeting for next week, and then there is some sort of an adjournment of Parliament. So let's just meet 8 o'clock Wednesday and take it from there.
Okay, it looks like Mr. Kolenov has made the ruling for us. We meet therefore on Wednesday at 8 o'clock next week. What is the date again? The 8th. Thank you very much, Honourable Member.